Citizens united, and now we're all divided. A Supreme Court boost to the First Amendment right of free speech in campaign messages unleashes a super PAC monster. 2012, the year politics gets even more unreal. On this Wednesday, January 18th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, citizens. Good morning, super PACs. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
A conversation with First Amendment attorney Floyd Abrams about the myths and realities of the Citizens United case, climate change in the classroom, too hot to handle, and more. Wikipedia's gone black today in protest of the Stop Online Piracy Act. Here's what you're talking about.
My name is Abby Nash, and I'm calling from Texas. My take on the Sopal blackout is that I hope it encourages people to be more active in fighting to keep their civil liberties. I also hope it introduces people to the open source, copyleft, and patent left movements like Creative Commons.
We'd love to know what you think. With the information megasite Wikipedia down, where will you go for your answers? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's go to the headlines.
Rough seas has prompted search teams to suspend the search for missing passengers aboard a capsized cruise ship off the Italian coast. Five bodies were discovered yesterday. That raises the death toll to 11. And it comes as the captain of the doomed ship is released from jail and placed under house arrest. Italian prosecutors had detained the captain on accusations of manslaughter and abandoning ship. More than two dozen passengers and crew remain missing. The online encyclopedia Wikipedia is down this morning and will remain in the dark until midnight in protest over anti-piracy legislation in Congress. Supporters say they're aiming to crack down on sales of pirated U.S. products overseas, but critics argue it only infringes on free speech rights. Wikipedia co-founder Jimmy Wales says lawmakers are trying to combat the issue the wrong way.
A useful analogy might be if you hear that there's this great invention called the automobile, and then 2 years later you find out that the automobile is being used by bank robbers. The answer is not to regulate and ban automobiles. The answer is to deal with that problem directly.
Other major sites like Google and the Huffington Post also display visible forms of protest on their homepages.
Thousands of demonstrators descend on Washington today.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
That's what hypocrisy looks like.
That's what hypocrisy looks like.
It's an outgrowth of the Occupy Wall Street movement. It's not related to the Stop Online Piracy Act. This morning, the Secret Service is investigating after an apparent smoke bomb was thrown over the fence at the White House following a massive Occupy Wall Street rally. No one arrested, and a spokesman for the Secret Service says the president and first lady were not home at the time.
The House of Representatives expected to deny President Obama's request to raise the nation's debt ceiling. However, that move is largely seen as symbolic because current law automatically increases the debt ceiling unless both houses of Congress shoot down that call. Senate leaders say they won't take action on the bill. They're essentially clearing the president's request. And critics of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker submitted more than enough signatures to force the first-time Republican into a recall election. And when we say more than enough, more than 3,000 pounds of signed petitions. Organizers say they've collected more than a million signatures, mainly driven by Walker's successful push to eliminate virtually all collective bargaining rights for public workers. State election officials say beginning the process of certifying the petitions now and a recall election is months away.
Let's look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up, though. Wall Street futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,482. The S&P opens at 1,293, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,293. We want to hear from you with Wikipedia down. Where will you be going for your answers online? Do you have a source that the rest of us should know about? What could you not live without online if it's shut down? Today's the day to give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, we'll be talking about super PACs in the 2012 presidential election, the legacy of Citizens United. We've got Floyd Abrams, the First Amendment lawyer who argued that Supreme Court case on behalf of corporations and unions. It affects politics. It's already affected the campaign. Where does truth go in all of this? We'll find out, and we'd love your opinion as well. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.